listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Southern California, and all points east and west, and Thailand to Mike Sandoval, our correspondent there. Welcome, everybody, to The Bob Dean Show.
Yay!
Hello, Sam, our producer and director and owner of LA Talk Radio. We appreciate everything that you do. Everything is groovy. Today, my guest is my dear friend and work associate, Juan Manuel Acosta.
Yay!
Yay! How are you,
Mr. Acosta, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Bob?
Well, I'm happy now that you look at seeing you. Dennis is here. Say hi.
Hey,
Dennis.
It's good to see you, man. To those who are listening, Juan and I started working together. It's been 15 years ago we met. We both worked at Wolfgang's Steakhouse by Wolfgang Zwiener. For our New York listeners, you know there's Wolfgang's all over New York. And it was the best, funnest, most popular locals bar in all of Beverly Hills and one of the best in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
The reason that the restaurant closed was because the city of Beverly Hills owns the building on Cannon. And as they've done to other places, they double the rent once the place becomes popular. And although the company was doing very, very well worldwide, they were not going to take the thumbscrew. So unfortunately, about, 70 of us lost our jobs. Thanks, City of Beverly Hills, you schmucks.
Yeah.
And you bitches. And
yeah, they messed it up big time.
It's empty 5 years later. But anyway, that's how Juan and I know each other. We're still great friends to this day. I know his family, his beautiful adult children now. Jessica and Juan Jr. I hope they better be listening.
They're not here right now. I locked them out, you know.
Oh,
Juan is going to work soon, and Jess is just chilling, you know.
Well, we were discussing, Juan and I speak very candidly to each other. He is my brother from another mother. We used to work together at Wolfgang's, and Sasha and Nikki were our so it was Sasha, Nikki, Juan, and myself. And Sasha is very tall and handsome Serbian. Nikki is a very tall and stunning African-American woman, myself and Juan. And people would be, because we all worked so well together and we had so much fun, and we would always laughing, the four of us behind the bar, and Ricky, of course. And somebody said to me once, he goes, what's the deal with you four? I go, Sasha's the handsome one. Nikki's the pretty one. I'm the mean one. And Juan is the one that works.
Very true, very true.
Well, we all worked well together. But, boy, I miss our camaraderie, you know,
seeing each
other all the time. I really do. Love you, man. So, Juan, you put on some weight.
Oh, yes. You know, I went to Mexico, you know, to I stopped working at my old job, you know. I couldn't take, you know, the politics down there, you know. And I've been working so hard for so many years that I said, you know what, I need to take a break.
And listen, that's understood, because you basically ran the bar at Cafe Frida.
Yeah.
Great job. You had a kick-ass regular clientele in there, and the bar was always busy. And that is due to you. It was due to us at Wolfgang's. It was due to you and your professionalism and your charm, for real. You know, we know.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
What, yeah, you know, some little, we shouldn't talk badly. Because I burn bridges, you don't. So I'm
gonna... Yeah, no, you know, that's fine. You know, I just didn't like their politics, you know, the way that, you know, they were doing things. And my leg, my right leg, you know, was, it was feeling some pain in it. You know, I'm like, you know what? I think it's time for me to take a break. So I decided to go to Mexico for a couple months. You know, I have a lot of friends down there that helped me, you know, with the process, you know, doctors, you know, therapists. I'm blessed, you know, with having all these people in my life, you know, that, you know, always helped me, you know. So,
Claudia.
We're not talking right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That's all right. we you know how it is. A long distance relationship is not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah. So yes, you know, my plan was to go down there, you know, and you know, work out, lose weight, whatever, you know. But then my leg, you know, started hurting more. You know, what my doctors say is that once your body relaxes, you know, from working so hard, I'm so dedicated, you know, to my job, you know, that when I'm there, you know, my mind blocks everything, pain, you know, I don't get tired, you know, I don't, you know, I just work, you know, I just focus on doing my job. But then once my body relaxes, you know, all this pain, you know, start, you know, and all those little aches and pains start attacking my body.
Yeah.
So my legs, my knees started hurting so bad, you know, that I couldn't work out, I couldn't do anything. So the only exercise that I was doing was this and this, the good tacos down there in Mexico. So, oh man, instead of losing weight, I gained more.
Well, but, we were talking last night on the phone about no carb diet. And I mean, that became popular with, what was it, Atkins years ago. Uh-huh. And it's not good for, you know, I don't speak as a medical professional. I don't know for those that do, whatever. But I know it's not good for your body, but it works. And how I did it, what I was going to tell you, is I did this before I worked at Wolfgang's. Because whenever I start, you know, I'm too cheap to buy clothes. And I got two pairs of Levi's from like 1989 that are 40s. And now I'm a big guy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm a big barrel-chested guy. And I've always been, you know. So a 40 is a natural fit for me. It's a good look, right? So when I can put the, you know, if I put those things on and I can't even button them because there's too much flab, you know, that's when I start doing no carbs. And it's real easy. You just look at everything you eat, Juan.
Yeah.
This is how I do it. And I'm sure people have better ideas or think my method is stupid, but my method works. You just stop eating the things we love. No bread, no beans, no fruit, no fruit juice. And when you look at the stuff, you just look at the carb content. And, mm-hmm. and it says, you know, remember, we'll say like 8 carbs per serving. Now, per serving for me is the whole container, right, of whatever, you know.
Of course.
So I try and go to absolutely zero carbs. You can eat as much meat. And I live now because meat is so expensive, as we all know. The first thing I do at the market is go to the markdown section. And there's a ton of everything, and you just grab what you want, prime rib or filet or the sirloin or the rib, anything in there, and you throw it in your freezer. Keep your freezer full of meat. So, and like I could go all day without eating anything, and then that was my style, you know, maybe nibble at work or something. And then you get home and you're ravenous. But when you're ravenous, you can eat. I would eat like a steak. I'd never deny myself leafy greens, you know, so I'd have like a Caesar salad because you can eat all the salad too, because salad dressings have no carbs. It's all oil and shit.
Okay.
Once you get over the first 2 weeks, you can't drink milk. I love whole milk. I love skim milk, but it's 16 grams of sugar carbs in one cup, but you can eat all other dairy. You can eat all the eggs you want, the cheese you want. So once you just really, you got to look and say, no, I can't eat. You can have a little bit of carbs every day, like maybe one piece of bread or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, all of a sudden, you'll see it in your face. You'll see it in your face.
I remember that.
Because you're losing weight and then it'll start coming off your body and, you know, and you just feel better and, you know, you can fit in your clothes and all. So, I mean, you still look great, but you're a really handsome guy and, you know, you need to take off a little weight there, Chub.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I remember every time you did it at Wolfgang's, I remember you did it a few times. And I could tell, like, within a few days that, you know, that you were doing that diet. It works.
Well, it's all just, and it's better to keep that weight off because your knee and everything, too.
Yeah.
My knees were really bothering me again. And I have a great surgeon, Dr. Michael Gerhardt, who did my 3 surgeries after my accident. My 2 surgeries, and then the other one was some other doctor. Uh-huh. But the point being is that I went to see him, and he goes, no, your knees are okay. He said, you know, he told me my shoulder's got to be replaced, you know.
Uh-huh.
But my knees are okay, and now that I've taken off the weight, they don't hurt at all anymore. Now, all the aches and pains are becoming an old fart. Thanks, God. Thank you, Father. You know, that shit is just in general. Dennis and I walk around here like, you know, we're like, oh, get out of here. You know. But anyway, so you give that a try. I guarantee you it'll really help with your knee.
I will. What I've been doing, you know, since my leg feels much better, because I got, you know, I've been taking some medicine that I got, you know, legal, of course, came from Mexico with the, I'm taking some medicine, I'm doing some therapy, you know, some exercises, and it's working. So I've been, you know, right now I don't have a job, you know, I'm looking for a job, you know, but I'm taking it easy, you know, I'm in a rush because I want my leg to be at 100%. So lately, you know, I've been doing it for a few days. I've been taking a walk here. You know, I live in Pasadena, and I live on an uphill. So I take like an hour and a half a walk. I walk for like 5 to 6 miles, and I feel that my leg is a lot stronger. So yeah, I'm doing much better. So. If I follow your diet and keep working out like that, you know, within a couple of weeks, you know, I'm going to see a big difference. You're going to see a big difference. You'll see. So I got to start, you know, I got to keep just doing that, you know, don't do it every day.
Well, you will. Hold on. I'm texting Nikki, which is rude to do while I'm talking to you, but I forgot. God damn it. I got this new iPhone, ladies and gentlemen. I know you all live on them. They're also there.
Excuse me, senor iPhone.
You can call in to LA Talk Radio and speak to us if you're listening. 323-203-0815. Hopefully, Nikki's working from home today, and she'll get this.
All right. That'd be great.
I should have called her last night. But you were such a pal to help out. I had another guest lined up, and unfortunately, sometimes at the last minute, boom, they just say they can't do it, which is really
no worries.
But thanks, buddy. And you can come on as a backup, like Kathy St. George. Kathy St. George, hey, I'm going to ask Sam about if we can do in the future, the possibility of doing a three screen, you know, three people. Because Kathy St. George, you remember Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Well, she was our co-host, Kathy and Dennis, when we did it in the studio before.
Yeah, I remember.
I do miss that personal camaraderie. But Kathy, you know, because she moved to Palm Beach.
Okay.
And she bought a condo down there, and she just wasn't doing it for her. You know, she was enjoying it, but she wasn't really moving along. So she has moved to Manhattan.
Okay.
She has a condo in Manhattan.
Nice
and
place.
I just spoke to her yesterday. She just moved in, and there's lots of work to do and all that. Nice. So, you know, but anyway, hoping we can do a split screen three-way. And you know,
yeah, of course, anytime.
You can come on as our Mexican correspondent. Mike Sandoval, the white Mexican. He is a comic that we're friends with.
Okay.
And, hold on. Nikki just texted.
Oh, really?
And hold on. And just do it.
Hello?
I hate this iPhone. Oh, is that Nikki?
Hey. Hello?
Hey, our first caller that came through that I didn't screw up. It's Nikki. Gentlemen.
Oh, hey, Nikki. Nice.
Thank you for calling into the Bob Dean Show. You are on live nationally. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
We're going to be famous.
Hell yes.
Now, Nikki, I know, babe. For those who follow the show, Nikki has been a guest on before. It's been some time. And it's been a while. But hi, honey. We miss you.
Oh, I miss you guys, too. It's so good to hear you guys' voices.
Oh, thank you. We miss you a lot, babe.
Thank you, Sam. Yes, this Nikki is the beautiful African American girl that we were just talking about.
Yes.
Gorgeous. In the future.
My gorgeous sister.
Yeah, your sister from another mother.
Yes.
Nikki, we were talking about how
at
Wolfgang, Sasha was a handsome one. You were the pretty one. I was the mean one, and Juan was the one that worked.
Yeah. I love when you say that. It cracks me up.
That, ladies and
it's
gentlemen,
pretty accurate, though. Pretty accurate.
Well, it was so much damn fun. We made our income was sufficient in a very good way. We had so much fun, and like I'd say to Juan, I go, "Where the hell is Nikki and Sasha?" We'd be like busy at 10 o'clock on a Friday night, and he's like, "Oh, they went next door to Nick's to go dancing." Nikki and Sasha would sneak out the back door and go to Nick's Martini Bar, which sadly is no longer there. Along, and they'd be on the damn dance floor kicking it.
I know.
And I'd have to wonder and go, "Come on, you guys."
You know, we would go to check and see if everything was okay next door. That's why.
Yes, of course.
So usually when it would take so long for us to come back, that meant they needed our help. So we knew you guys had it under control. It's fine.
Yeah, that was what I always said to you. They needed our help. And I was telling somebody last night, Nikki, well, actually one of my new managers at the hotel. I do work, ladies and gentlemen, at the Mosaic Hotel in Beverly Hills. It is Google it. It's a marvelous little boutique hotel that most people don't even know is there. It's very elegant, small bar, great people hanging at the bar internationally. You know, most of the hotel guests and
ooh
some
la la.
Ooh la la,
la
and
la.
Some are probably that's what Dennis said. Ooh la la, and but Nikki has been. It's very elegant, isn't it, Nick?
It is really nice setup that you guys have over there. Beautiful and bright. I had a great time when I went.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Is that now that I am on full time 5 nights. I'm going to
start. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh. So that way we're going to have, we started a happy hour, $9 drinks, which is damn cheap for Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
So yo, beyond. That was cheaper than what we had.
I know. So it's $9 happy hour, but it's a Mosaic Hotel on South Balding. Y'all kind of see me. It's right. It's just a couple blocks over from all the action on Cannon and all that. But I was telling somebody, Nikki, about the time I mooned you in front of Wolfgang's and Wally's. We thought we were the only people awake. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And Wally's.
Oh, my Lanta.
We know as it, oh, my Lanta, is a very, very busy, 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 busy popular place. But they had just opened and we didn't know how big it was inside. And it was like the middle of winter time. So there was nobody on the street. We were talking in Nikki's car. My car was parked across the street. Not another car in sight. And I said, Nikki, did you notice I lose weight? And real sarcastically, she goes, from where? And I said, I'll show you where. And I dropped my pants, my underpants, and bent over and mooned her. And just as I did, this voice goes, sir, are you all right? And so I bent over, I turned and looked, and there were like 50 people in the patio at Wally's where they pushed everybody out at 2 a.m. And Nikki goes, bye. And she drives away.
I totally
bent
did.
Bent over with my ass in the street. And all these people are, and I was like, pardon me. And I just pulled up my pants and waddled over to the car.
What a nice
I'm surprised you didn't pull out a cigarette and just sit there and soak in the moment.
Me and I have broken out of more parking garages after hours by strong arming. I had to put a Wolf La Scala bag over my head so the camera would see who I was. Arm up and she'd drive underneath it. And then from that time, Nikki's like, come on, because there were people behind us. So they all drove out. I miss you guys.
Probably all.
Yeah, me too.
I miss
all
you too. We had a lot of good time.
Yes.
Well, you know, Juan, Nikki has moved to Long Beach.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes. And her lovely sister, Shyla, they live in the same building.
All right.
And you're close to the beach, right, Nick?
I'm what?
You're close to the beach.
Yeah, I'm only a 15-minute walk to the beach.
Wow. See,
no, Juan, that's what, like, Nicole Fedor, our dear friend, who hopefully is listening. Uh-huh. She says the same. She has bought a gorgeous condo in Long Beach. And she's like, oh, it's just a quick walk to downtown where all the action is. Well, now remember, these two women have, you know, at least 30 years on me.
Yeah.
And I've got 30 years on them. And they're like, oh, it's such a quick walk. And they're like doing that power step, la, 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 la. And I'm 50 paces behind. I'm going, oh, I'm going to be sweating through my shirt. But once you get there, it's
no,
fun.
I promise, it really is a short walk. It's not long at all.
Nice.
So to plan a day for real. When, you know, Juan can come and Dennis and me and Nicole and the Kemp girls. We can start a beach day and then go home, clean up, and then go to Terry's restaurant.
I'm not at my swimsuit weight.
Dennis is in a swimsuit. I like wearing my
Well, you guys better come quick because we are not staying.
What's that?
I said you guys got to come quick within the next month because we're not staying here.
Oh, no. Oh,
you made the decision already, huh?
Yeah, they were very nice to let us out of our lease. It was not a good decision. I'll just say that.
Okay, yeah,
it's not,
talking a little bit about it. I knew that what your plan might be, but I didn't realize you were working so swiftly. Well, now you are on the air. Can we ask what your plan is, or you want to keep that? Will you be?
No, it's a secret. We're going to come back to that side. Long Beach is really nice. Don't get me wrong, but the rule of thumb, apparently from several people that we heard, is you want to live 7th and below. So that automatically puts you in downtown. But nothing against Long Beach. I will just say this. It is extremely, where we are, extremely dog friendly. I think there's more dogs than people here. So you know what that means. People don't take up after their dogs. And yep. It's a lot of it. So,
oh my God,
and the block it's bad. I'm not even exaggerating. It's almost like Runyon Canyon, where it's like all these dogs and just poop everywhere. It's really bad. So it kind of takes the beauty away from being so close to the beach. It really does. I think like after, and we're 3rd Street and the beach is maybe like 2 blocks up. So when you get close to the beach on the Main Street Ocean, that's where it starts to smell a little bit better. And then also, too, it's so funny because I sound like an old person. There is, like, so many Fast and Furious cars out here. So it's, like, constant loud cars driving by. People do not know how to use their indoor voices at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're walking the street. I'm like, what in the Twilight Zone is happening here? So we're getting out
misery.
Of here.
That's misery.
Yeah, and especially what I'm trying to do, it's better for me to be close by. I just moved out here, you know, for personal reasons. And so now it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go back. We came, we saw, time to go.
I'm sorry it didn't work out. Have you found a place in L.A. yet?
No, we just reached out to our friend who's a real estate agent yesterday. So she's going to keep a lookout, and we're just on the hunt again. So we're hoping to be out the 1st of November.
Nikki, you got to look in my neighborhood. You have to. We don't have to live right on top of each other, but I'm telling you, for convenience, it's the best neighborhood in L.A. It will be for Shyla, for her drive times, and for you. It's between the beach and Beverly Hills. It's this neighborhood that I'm in, ladies and gentlemen, but it's close to Japantown, but between Barrington and Bundy, Santa Monica and Olympic. You do not want to live anywhere north of Santa Monica Boulevard from this neighborhood because it's beautiful. It's Brentwood, but there's still street parking in this neighborhood and all that sort of thing.
Nice location.
The delay on my side, it's my computer. Sam has discovered that, so it's irritating to me. But
your area is great. I love it. I tell you every single time I go, it's a beautiful location that you're in.
Oh yes, beautiful. I agree.
You can walk through several things, and the market for here. But, you know, the only thing that sucks now is that just like everywhere else, there's friggin' coyotes that moved in. And this is like a big jungle.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Wait, are you guys serious?
Nikki, it's little pets. People that leave their dogs out in their own fenced backyards are losing their babies because these coyotes. And I saw one the other night over by the park. And it's this little one all by itself. And he was terrified. So they're just as terrified, you know. But that they will kill your cats and dogs. And, you know, we have outdoor cats.
What?
But they stay to the back of the building. And the one big deterrent, too, that gives me comfort is we have really bright security lighting around the building. But you go a block down to the residential homes. And then they have their porch lights on and some garden lighting, like everybody does. So if their dog's out in the backyard or whatever, it's just toast. But anyway, off that subject. But Nikki, please promise me, not just because I want to be close to you and Shyla, not because I want to be close to you guys, but you've got to look in this neighborhood. Okay?
We are. We're definitely going to look everywhere. We're also looking Marina Del Rey and Playa Del Rey because we're so spoiled right now being super close to the beach. I don't want to give that up. But I'm just trying to figure out like how to not come back in the craziness, like be on the outskirts, Santa Monica would be nice and your location would definitely be ideal. But we just got to see because we're, you know, we want to buy next year and, you know, rent is going up. It's just so insane. I'm tired of giving my money to rent. It's just ridiculous. It's a mortgage.
You guys got to buy something. I wish I could afford to buy something, you know. But yeah. And how are people affording homes? Where the fuck are they getting their damn money there? Because the Chinese are buying everything up in cash. It's no secret. That should be a topic we're all discussing in the world. It's not just here. This is one thing that I'm talking to. This lovely couple from Sweden were in the hotel. He owns a construction business, and she's some kind of financial consultant. Not only were they stunning Swedish people, but they're very successful. And we were talking, they're saying the same thing. The immigrants are illegal immigrants, which is a topic we're going to touch on with Juan in a little bit. Because it's interesting, are swarming in. Foreign investors are buying stuff up. It's ridiculously expensive to live in. Isn't just the United States? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, the United States is. And you could put me on record with this. I don't know what the hell we're doing with this country, but it's definitely going downhill.
Look in this neighborhood. Oh my God! This woman from New York, this doctor from New York, was sitting in my bar. And she's in for a week and a half on business. She's a very beautiful woman, I'd say about in her early 40s. And she was saying that she's lived in New York for 20 years, and she lives in, I guess, the upper. I can't jog in, I can't run. She said, I'm a runner. I can't run in Central Park anymore. She said, it's out of control. If it's not gangs, it's thug teenagers who think they're gangs, who just want to harass people. And the police, you know, the police are over it, I guess, because just like this defund the police garbage, all you defund the police garbage people, now look and see what's going on. And you can't even go. She said, yeah, she lives in a beautiful neighborhood. She has to look over her shoulder when she just walks out at the front of her building. And it's just terrible.
That is so sad.
But this neighborhood is
that
safe
is
still.
Really so sad.
Well, you should come over here on Sunday and take a drive around. Or I'll keep my eyes open and take pictures of things with rent signs and all that for now or for sale. But just promise me to look in the Sawtelle neighborhood over here.
Yeah, we got to get together, you know. We got to get together before she moves.
Y'all can call in at 323-203-0815. Yeah, we should hustle down there. If you could pick one day, Nick, like a Sunday – then we could come down, and we don't have to spend the whole day, but we can go to Terry's restaurant, that place I can never remember the damn name. La something.
I know you know.
Yeah, but it's because I'm trying to promote it. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, Dennis says. But it's a great spot. They have a great happy hour, so let's do that, okay?
Yep.
I would love for you guys to come and visit. Like I said, don't get me wrong. I don't want to have, like, a negative tone on Long Beach, but we are definitely spoiled on the LA side with just a lot of things to do, a lot of restaurants. There's not much. You guys remember Ben, who used to come in a lot? He was so funny when I told him we were moving to Long Beach, and he was like, for what? He's like, you're going to find 5 good restaurants, and that's it. And literally, I'm like, where do people go to eat? Like, to eat out? We just have everything everywhere in LA. Like, no matter where you go, you just have options. Out here, not so much. So it's like I can only go to the same restaurant, you know, every like so many times before it gets boring. In LA, you have endless amount of restaurants to go to.
Fast food, glamorous, you know.
So
they're just like
it's nice. What I do love about it is it's very diverse. People are friendly out here. It's a slower pace, but it's just very chill for the most part. So that's what I love about it. So, because, you know, when you go to beach areas, you know, no offense to anyone, and you don't really see a lot of people of color. So, like, you know, Malibu, all those other places, like Huntington Beach or Orange County and stuff, you really don't. In Long Beach, you have everyone that's by the beach. So that was really nice to see. Aside from that, I just, nothing really. Especially when I try to do two as well, it would just be easier for me back in L.A.
Well, then come back. Live in this neighborhood.
I'm coming back.
Because the only people of color back. That I don't see anymore are white people. Oh, my gosh. This is the trio we We have Caucasian, Hispanic, and African American on the show. Yay! Diversified now. Queenie, you need to come on as a co-host every now and then. That's what Juan's going to do with Kathy St. George.
Oh, nice! Yes.
It'll be fun.
Why not?
Yeah. So we were just getting ready to start talking about Juan and immigration. You want to stay with us, or you got to go back to work?
I do. I have to go back to work. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to call and tell you guys I love you both, and I miss you dearly.
You know, if you have to make an exit, because we love you, but get the hang up. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling.
Wait, Juan, are you back? Because you were out of town for a minute, right?
What?
Are you back, Juan? Because you were out of town for a minute. Is that what you told me, Bob? I can't remember.
Yeah, I was gone for a...
Juan's been in Mexico, but tell her.
Yeah, I've been gone for 2 months. I took a break, you know, because I had to leave a Cantina Frida. It was just not working for me no more. Their politics, the way they were running things, I didn't like it. So, and then I was having this pain on my right knee, and I guess from working so much that I needed mm-hmm. to take a break. So I'm like, you know what? I don't like their politics. I don't like the way they're doing things. I don't like the way they treat my customers, the way they treat their employees. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about him, but I just didn't agree with the way they were doing things.
Say the bad stuff. That means in all my years in the business that there's some corporate guy sent in some punk that went to mixology school and comes in and with a really lousy attitude, with a superior attitude, not knowing anything about you and your regular customers.
Yep.
And well,
it was the entire restaurant. It was the whole restaurant that they were. It was a mess. So I'm like, you know what? I don't have to put up with this. I know my work, you know, so I'm going to take a break. So I went to Mexico, took care of my knee. It's much better now.
Nice.
And now I'm looking for a job, you know, but I'm in no rush. I'm taking it easy, you know. So
good.
If something comes up, you know, it will come on time, you know, no rush. But right now I'm chilling, enjoying my time off, which I never have. And I'm enjoying my kids. You know, they live with me now. And I'm really happy, you know. And talking about rent, you know, I don't pay much rent because I live in a building where my family's been here for many, many years. So they don't pay. The rent is really low. And then my kids, you know, help me with a little bit of rent. So, hey.
What a blessing.
You're going to be laying on the beach in your Speedo every day.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, seriously. No, I just have to say, Juan, for you to leave, that's serious. Because you're so easygoing.
It was bad.
Did you make a scene when you left? I love making scenes when I leave.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, they tried to, they gave me a 3-day suspension, something that has never happened in my entire life, you know, getting suspended from work after all the things that I did there. And wherever I go, you know how I work. I give 110 every day.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm saying.
they tried to blame things that we didn't do at the bar, you know, so I tried to protect my bartenders and myself. And I told them, please, you know, don't do that. You know, we know what we're doing here. Don't try to blame things that happen on the restaurant on us. And one of the managers argued with me, and I told him, just don't do that. And he got mad because, you know, they're young, you know, their feelings get hurt, you know, and because they think they know everything, but they don't, believe me. So I got suspended. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this. I don't deserve this. I felt disrespected, so...
So I
told him I wasn't coming back, and then that was it.
Good for you.
Well, let's go back. Nikki, you guys, you and Shali need to come up, and we'll all go in there for happy hour.
Yeah.
Oh, God, please. I only went to see you once.
Yeah, now the place is empty. You know, my customers, some of them go in there, you know, and they call me. They FaceTime me, and they show me, and it's empty. Because, you know, they're not treating the customers right.
Tell them to come and see me.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah, we'll bring them all to Bob's place.
I don't know what the plan is where I'm working, But listen, we're having a management instructor right now, and I know we need a part-time bartender for just a couple days a week. Would you be interested?
Yeah, for now, yes, I guess. I'm looking into a funky. It's an Italian restaurant, Avra, where Mike is working at right now. And
Avra. I want to work at Avra,
or maybe Stay 48. You know,
I didn't know Mike was at Avra.
Or Steak 48 is a nice place too.
I got hired at Steak 48.
That is the old Wolfgang. It's really, really nice there. I like that place a lot. I've only went once with Bob. We sat at the bar, and it's definitely a nice place to go to in Beverly Hills. That would probably be the only restaurant that I would go to.
You know, some of my customers invited me, you know, for a drink one time, and I went in there. Everybody sitting at the bar is people that I knew. Our customers from Wolfgang's, from Cantina. You know, everybody was sitting at the bar. I didn't pay for a single drink because everybody was buying me drinks and food and all the stuff.
Ron, we know you're popular, Ron. We get it. Okay.
Well, I feel blessed. You know, I feel blessed that, you know, we know all these people.
I got hired there, but they wanted you to go to class for like 3 weeks from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I was like, nah.
I would do it.
You wait until the you know how it is when you open a place. Once it gets open, then it's, you know, you get in there and you're learning from the people that already know. It's not like you got to go through these structure classes and then they weed everybody out at the end. You know, they're waiting on the professionals like us.
Yep. So
no, you guys, if you work there at Steak 48, Juan, that'd be awesome because Bob is at the hotel. And honestly, those are two great places. Like, I love the location that you're at, Bob. It's really nice. And Steak 48, that's a good spot.
I love it.
I'm going to check out the place.
It's such a cute hotel.
Well, you know, like I said, I want to start cultivating, getting some regulars in. We do have a happy hour now. And so, Juan, we'll talk after the show. I mean, even though if you just come in like 2 days a week or something to help us out, I'll see what the manager says. That'd be cool. And to get you out of the house a little, too.
Yeah. It's I have plenty to do here. You know, I've been doing stuff that I've been trying to do for years. But since I'm always working, man,
we're getting ready to remodel my kitchen finally after many years. But why don't you come over? You can come over and help me and Dennis hang pictures and stuff because they paint it. I'm serious. We could use some help.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I got the tools. I got everything. I got tools. I got whatever you need.
You have a truck? We need to move
this truck. Juan, I'm going to have to use you, or you can help me, but show me how to do some stuff because I need to get a drill. That's what I really need. I need a drill because I love doing handy stuff, but I just don't have the tools. So keep that in mind.
Some stuff, you know, for $200,
I can borrow your tools.
You can get a lot of stuff that's going to help you around the house. You know, the drill bits.
I could go get a Mexican on the corner that can come in and do it all.
Well, it's good to know you have a drill because I might need to borrow that. Because Mikey doesn't have one. And I always would grab Mikey to do stuff for me or my friend Manny, but he lives all the way in the valley. So it's good to know you have a drill.
Yep.
You never asked me to do anything. You never asked me to help you do anything. Thank you for that.
Oh, do you have a drill? Do you have a drill, Bob?
Yeah, I've got all the tools. I've got my great grandfather's tools. I got tons of tools.
Do they work?
Yeah, I'm serious. I honestly sent almost these 150 year old hand tools to my nephew Paul that I've had. I would kind of on display. But at any rate, they painted in here, and we need to start getting stuff back up on the walls. Do you have a truck? One or accessibility.
Okay, I gotta go, you guys. I love you so much.
Bye.
We'll definitely connect soon.
We'll talk later.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Kemp.
Bye, everyone listening.
We love you, man. Bye, Nikki. We only have
love you guys.
Minutes
Bye.
Too long. Let's get on what we were talking about. Bye, Nick.
Love you, Nikki.
Okay, 323-203-0815. If you want to call in, please let everybody know that the Bob Dean Show live streams on Thursdays, every other Thursday at noon. Juan Acosta is our guest today. And Juan, so okay, so you were telling me, do you mind talking about the process you're going through now?
The immigration thing?
The immigration thing. You have lived in the United States for many years. I would start from the beginning because I'm curious, and I think a lot of other people are, because you're going through it the right way.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I've been a resident, a legal resident since 1997. I came in not legally. With fake.
Did you say legal or illegal?
Illegal when I came in. When I came in, but then I paid my fines. I started doing everything right, you know. So I started my process in 1993. My dad didn't want to help me much, so what I did, you know, I just gathered his information and I started the process myself. And then that was going to take a long time. So that started back in 92, 93 after being here for 2-3 years. But then I got married to this.
How old are you then? You're just a child.
Well, I came in 1990. I was 18 years old. Yeah, and then the process started in 1992, 93. But then I got married to this young girl, you know, in 95. And she's like, okay, so she's a citizen, so she's like, you know what? I think it'd be faster if we do it through me. I'm like, no, I don't think so. You know, I don't want your family to think that I got married to you because of the resident, the status. Yes. So no, you know, I'm working on the, you know, I started the process through my dad, you know, so it might take a little longer or a lot longer, you know, but don't worry about it. You know, I don't want any drama with your family or with anyone or even yourself, you know, thinking that I got together with you because of that. So after a few months or almost a year, she's like, you know what? There's a lot of things that we can do. Like we cannot go to Mexico. We cannot do this. We can go out here. I don't care what you say, you know, I'm going to help you with the process. So I'm like, look, I don't want to, but if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to stop you. So she helped me get my residency faster. So by 1997, I became a resident. It took us a year to get it because she was born here. So I've been a resident since 97. It's been a while. 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
what's your feeling on? I mean, because I don't understand why. Because I'm not. I talked my feelings about this years ago, and people would shut me down and call me a racist and all this sort of thing. Uh-huh. And my theory is because I saw this in Nashville, Tennessee, when Nashville started booming, a town that breaks my heart that it's ruined. It's done, in my opinion. Sorry if I've hurt anybody's feelings. But there were so many people from Mexico that were every day when I'd get on the expressway in Western Davidson County, the county line, they'd have a van. This is every day, a van pulled over with 10 or 12 men, women, you know, lined up on the side that were obviously, you know, smuggling in. Because Nashville, and at one point, the governor of Tennessee, I tried to Google this the other night, specifically whereabouts, too tired. He opened up the Department of Motor Vehicles. You didn't have to have anything. You could just, anybody from anywhere could walk in and get a driver's license because there were too many illegal immigrants flooding into the city and the cops were tired of pulling them over without driver's license. Okay, and they had tent cities at the DMVs. And that's when I started getting in my mind. I'm like, how is this country going to absorb this? It had nothing to do with somebody's color or heritage or education level. It had nothing to do with that. My feeling was, how is this country going to continue to pay benefits, pay this and that? Because face it, Juan, you speak beautiful English, and you always speak English, but a lot of people don't. and don't care to learn the language. And that is a bone of contention with me. If somebody's, you know, if you've got, you know, a little whatever, the community of your, you know, your birth home, I think once you get to the United States, you got to, you know, you got to support it. You got to be proud that you're here. You know, my family were immigrants. Everybody's a friggin' immigrant. We all know that. And then the one people, somebody's always going to pop up. Well, only the Native Americans, blah, blah, blah. Well, look, it is what it is now.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. And we got to work together if we're going to keep it.
Exactly.
You know, Mexicans, Hondurans, Haitians, you know, you got to get this attitude of, you know, fuck the white man and all that stuff. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
We got to work, you know, keep this country together. And there are, and everybody, you know, I'm not a Donald Trump flag waver. And I don't care what you think. But you remember how on social media, when Trump was president, it was all these people that we know who are intelligent friends of mine who are like, oh, if you like Trump, we can't be friends. He's such a this, he's such a that. Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's not, but some of his damn policies were strong. You know, he's building the wall. Even you made jokes about the wall, and we were making jokes back and forth together about the wall.
Yeah.
But you know, a wall. But at the same time, now they counted 10,000 people in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Rio Grande. And there was a woman in the hotel yesterday. This is what I'm saying. This is why it's so interesting to talk to people from all around the world. This woman, she goes, I've lived in San Luis Obispo. You know San Luis Obispo. It's a tiny little community up near wine country on the ocean. It's gorgeous. She goes, Newsom bust our third busload of immigrants and just dropped them off in San Luis Obispo. It's like Mayberry. And she goes, now, she said, unfortunately, there's all these tent cities down in the ravines. And she said, then the fires start. And the fires start, and that's what starts the wildfires because of the chaparral and things like that. So what is your feeling? I mean, I think everybody should be, you know, a safe haven and all that. Yes. You know, bring us your tired. But the country, there's no way anybody can argue that there's too many coming at once, too many human beings. Just call them that. Human beings coming at once. Okay, we got to wrap it up. I pay attention to the time. Listen, let's do this because I really want to talk to you about this. You want to come on next week, next time, and we'll finish this conversation?
Sure.
Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I want to thank Juan Acosta and Nikki Camp. Thank you for watching The Bob Dean Show on LA Talk Radio. And Juan, we will see you next show.
Love you, Bob. Thanks a lot.
I love you, buddy.
Good to see you.
For me. Thank you, Sam. Bye now.
Thank you, babe.
LA Talk Radio, Bob Dean Show. Yay!
Bravo.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.